It was a fine spring day in May 1998 at the Presidio in San Francisco. The former Army post in a bucolic setting of conifers and manicured lawns hard by the San Francisco Bay, when the Honorable Nao Takasugi rose to address the National Japanese American Historical Society. He was a familiar figure to those in attendance. A member of the California State Assembly, he'd also served as a city council member and mayor of his hometown of Oxnard, just north of Los Angeles on the California coast. His family had been there since 1903, well-established members of the Nikkei, the name used to describe Japanese Americans as an ethnic group. When Takasugi's grandfather first arrived from Japan, he was unable to apply for citizenship because of his Asian ancestry. But he thrived by opening a small store, the Ashai Market, a popular store renowned for its seafood. He personified the American immigrant experience as thoroughly as the Irish Americans of Boston, or the East Europeans of New York's Lower East Side, or the Scandinavian farmers of Wisconsin and Minnesota. It was his grandson, now, who was at the Presidio at the age of 76, a testimony to the achievements of the Nikkei in America. By then, Nao was an elder statesman in California's ever-growing Asian-American community. As always, he was proud of his ancestry. He was a Nisei, as the second-generation Japanese-Americans were called. But foremost, he was in his heart, his mind, and by virtue of his birth, an American citizen. In his remarks at the Presidio, he reflected on his long life in California, paying tribute to his family and their culture. Referring to his office in the California legislature, he said, "Upon my return to Sacramento on Monday, I will again take my place in the very legislative chamber that 56 years ago voted, with but one dissenting vote, to endorse the issuance of Executive Order 9066. Executive Order 9066. One of the most shameful documents in American history. It was signed by President Franklin Roosevelt on February 19, 1942, to begin the forced internment of 120,000 residents of Japanese ancestry, 77,000 of them American citizens. There were no hearings, no appeals. Executive Order 9066 was the codification of racism. Moreover, it was defended at the time by major figures in American civil liberties, including Walter Lippmann and Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. Some didn't attempt to justify the relocation for security reasons. A California organization of white farmers, the Grower Shipper Vegetable Association, stated back then in the Saturday Evening Post, "We've been charged with wanting to get rid of the Japs for selfish reasons. We might as well be honest. We do. It's a question of whether the white man lives on the Pacific Coast or the brown man. They came into this valley to work, and they stayed to take over." Italian and German aliens living in California coastal areas were ordered to move in early 1942, but by June of that year, that order had been rescinded, and there was no major relocation for those groups. Italian and German immigrants were picked up and questioned closely. They may have had some uncomfortable moments during the war, but they retained all of their rights. Not so for the Japanese Americans. Now, Takasugi was a junior studying business at UCLA when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Suddenly, because of his ancestry, he was subject to a strict curfew. He couldn't be out before 6 a.m. and after 6 p.m. He couldn't go 5 miles beyond his family home in Oxnard, which ruled out UCLA, more than 50 miles away. Then, in his neighborhood, came the posting of Executive Order 9066. "Here I was," he says, "a 19-year-old college student full of ambition and ideals. All of that just came crashing down." The Takasugi family, the parents, four daughters, and Nao, were told to prepare whatever personal possessions they could carry in their two hands and report to the railroad station in nearby Ventura. An old family friend, a Mexican-American named Ignacio Carmona, went to Nao's father and offered to take care of the market while they were away. Nao recalls his father handing him the key, shaking his hand, and saying, "Whatever you make is yours." The Takasugi family was driven to the railroad station by another friend, the branch manager of the Bank of America. Nao remembers this man saying, "I can't believe I'm being asked to do this." The railroad station was bristling with armed guards. The train was a collection of ancient passenger cars with the blinds drawn. The Takasugi family, just days before, a respected and productive family of American citizens, boarded for an unknown destination, their most fundamental rights stripped in the name of fear. It was a world turned upside down for these law-abiding, productive, and respectable families. Now, more than a half a century later, now Takasugi recites from a journal of memory. The relocation centers were not yet ready, so we were taken to the Tulare County Fairgrounds in Central California. Our entire family was housed in a converted horse stable. We shared one stall. There were 15,000 people in the temporary assembly center. They were there for 3 months. The people running the camp organized schools, and teachers were brought in from the outside. Now says, I was a teacher's aide in the high school, teaching business and Spanish, my subjects in college. Typical of the equanimity that served him so well during his long life, now praises the quality of the camp drinking water that originated in the nearby mountains. One of the nicest things I remember, he says, it was excellent water. After their extended stay in Tulare, the Takasugi family was again loaded onto a train with the blinds drawn. They were not told their destination. That was very scary, now says. When the train stopped, they were in the middle of the Arizona desert, Gila River, a Navajo Indian reservation. Their relocation center was still under construction. It was a bleak and foreboding place, and it would be home for the Takasugi family and other men, women, and children of Japanese ancestry for the duration of the war. It was one of 10 camps established in remote locations, most of them in the West. Gila River, 45 miles southeast of Phoenix, had a population of more than 13,000, making it the fourth largest of the camps. It was operated from July 1942 until November 1945. Among those interned in Gila River were cousins of Now, four brothers who all volunteered for the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, the Army unit made up of Japanese Americans. One of his cousins, Leonard Takasugi, came to see his family before he shipped out after basic training. Now says, there was my American-born cousin, in his Army uniform, leaving to fight for his country, yet he had to wait at the barbed wire fence to get security clearance to visit his family. It was, for Now, the ultimate irony of what Japanese Americans were experiencing during the war. They were good enough to defend their country, but they were always under a cloud of suspicion. That cousin, Leonard, was killed in action in Italy on April 5th, 1945, Now's birthday.